Welcome to the Sounds of Faith Gospel broadcast from the Faith Baptist Church of Shelby, North Carolina, with your host, Pastor J. Barry Goodman, and Associate Johnny Owens. We pray that the next few minutes of old-fashioned preaching and inspiring music will exalt the Savior, encourage the saints, and evangelize the sinner. Stay tuned for the Sounds of Faith.
Well, greetings, dear radio friend, and welcome again to another broadcast today here from the Sounds of Faith. We greet you in the name which is above every name, the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Thank you so much for tuning us in again today, and we appreciate the goodness of God, and we appreciate all our dear listening friends that chose to tune us in today, whether on the radio or on the internet. And I understand that some situations may be a little grave up in Asheville, where two of our radio stations that carry the broadcast, I don't know their status, but I know you can pull us up on the church webpage here at Shelby, faithbaptistofshelby.org. I think that's right, and we'd love to have you tune us in if you're not getting us on the radio. But we appreciate you can pass the word. Those of you that are hearing us, they can pass the word along. But we are trying our best to stay faithful, and I hope that you'll continue to listen to the Sounds of Faith. Amen. Well, Brother Gene and the girls are going to pick one for us today, get us started off, a little medley about heaven. I like it. Amen. A good little picking number to get us started. Amen.
God spoke to Moses from the burning bush, the burning bush, Lord, the burning bush. God spoke to Moses from the burning bush, said, I am the Lord thy God. Take your shoes off, Moses, you're on holy ground, you're on holy ground. Take your shoes off, Moses, you're on holy ground, for I am the Lord thy God. I wandered so aimless, life filled with sin. I wouldn't let my dear Savior in. Then Jesus came like a stranger in the night. Praise the Lord, I saw the light. Well, I saw the light, I saw the light. No more in darkness, no more in night. Now I'm so happy, no sorrow inside. I was standing by my window on a cold and cloudy day when I saw that first come rolling to carry my mother away. Well, the circle beyond broke and by and by, Lord, by and by, there's a better home awaiting in the sky, Lord, in the sky. Oh, what a blessed reunion. Oh, what a blessed reunion. When we all are gathered over yonder, there we shouting on the hills of God. There we shouting on the hills of glory. Shouting on the hills, shouting on the hills. When we reach that land of which we heard the story, there we shouting on the hills of God. Old Satan said I'd never be traveling the highway home. But when I resisted, he had to flee. Traveling the highway home, I'm traveling the highway home. I'm traveling the highway home. Straight is the gate, thank God I can say I'm traveling highway home. Well, I looked over Jordan and what did I see? Coming for to carry me home. A band of angels, they're coming after me. Coming for to carry me home. Well, swing low,
swing low,
sweet chariot. Coming for to carry me home. Swing low,
swing low, sweet chariot.
They're coming for to carry me home. They're coming for to carry me home.
Amen. Well, I like that picking, don't you? Amen, Brother Gene and the girls, getting our program started off today in a great way. And we appreciate that. And thank God for it. Amen. Hey, well, we'd love to have you come and visit with us here at the Faith Baptist Church of Shelby, North Carolina. Pastor Barry Goodman, and I'm his associate, have been now for, well, soon be 34 years in February, if God allows it to be so. And we would love to have you come and visit with us. You hear us on the radio. We'd love to meet you in person. And if you don't have a church home, we invite you to attend any of the services here at Faith. Now, we will have prayer meeting tomorrow night at 7 o'clock. And then on the Lord's Day, 10 o'clock Sunday school, 11 o'clock worship, 6 o'clock in the evening service. And then on are having our still old-fashioned teen camp meeting, which starts a week from Monday. And we'd love to have you come and pay us a visit during that. If you maybe you have a church home and you are not able to come during regular schedule time, and we certainly understand that, we'd not want that. If you're expected to be somewhere else, you ought to be there, amen? But if you want to come out for this teen camp meeting, on Monday night, the 21st, Brother Cody Zorn will be preaching. Tuesday night, Brother Eddie Wyatt. Also, Wednesday night, Brother Terrell Hopkins. Thursday night, Mark Stroud. Friday night, Brother Tawny Hudson from over in Murfreesboro, Tennessee. And I'd love to have you come for any of these services. A lot of music you hear on the broadcast, you'll hear in the services. A choir will be singing. I'm sure the young adults will sing some. And we'll have a great time together here in the still old-fashioned teen camp meeting. 7 o'clock each night. We have a fully staffed nursery and for the little ones. And we'd love to have you come be a part of these services. That's on the 21st through the 26th. Amen. Just a week or so away. Amen. Well, here's a good number from the choir. I like this song. We play it a lot, and I do because I like it. Amen. We have a lot of songs we can play, but I like this one too. It says from the choir, it says, "They'll never crucify him again." Amen.
They took our Lord to a courtyard, stripped him of his clothes. They gambled on his garments, with his head bowed low. They scorned him and they mocked him and said, "Why not save yourself? If you're really who you say you are, this will be no contest."
While struggling to carry that man-made torture's rack, they shouted, "Crucify him!" With the world sent upon his back, and with a crown of thorns upon his head, and wrote on it was his name. As a soldier spat in his precious face and said, "Now Jesus, where's your fame?"
But one day they will bow before him and worship our King. They won't drive
Lord of everything. north, the south, the east, and west, all nations were gathering.
God will trade this blood-stained, rugged cross for a royal diadem. And one day they will bow before Him and worship our King. They won't drive Him.
And His hands are in His feet.
And they'll proclaim that in the highest He's the Lord of everything. They shall never crucify Him.
Wonderful, wonderful, wonderful from the choir there. They will never crucify Him again. Amen. Well, yeah, they did crucify Him, but that was all in the plan of God. Oh, don't believe the nonsense that Jesus was the victim of a mad Jewish mob. Oh, no. He laid down His life. He said He laid down it. And no man taketh it from Him. Amen. And boy, I tell you what, that's a powerful song. And we like it. Amen. Well, let's see what our truth for today has for us. We'll find it in the first epistle of John. 1 John chapter number 5 and verse number 4. The word of God says, "For whosoever is born of God overcometh the world. And this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith." You know, most of us surrender in one way or the other to the call of the world. When all the while, as Christians, we are called to overcome the world, to be overcomers. They overcame by the blood of the Lamb. Oh, the Word of God tells us. And boy, I tell you, in the Word of His testimony. Oh, friend, hey, pick your head up. Get your chin up out of the ground. Get that lip from poking out. And realize, hey, we are more than conquerors through Him that loved us. May God bless the reading of His Word. Here's our prayer. Will you join me now for a time of prayer? Let's pray together. Our Heavenly Father, we bow before You today, thanking You for this another opportunity to have part in this ministry here of the Sound of Faith. God, we pray, God, that You, first off, forgive us of any sin that may be in our life. Cleanse us, I do pray. Now, Lord, I pray that You may accept our thanksgiving, God, our thanks for all that You've done. God, You've been merciful to us and You've been gracious to us, and we're thankful for every blessing, God, that You have bestowed upon us. I pray, God, now for those that may still be struggling due to the storm. I pray, God, that You touch those that maybe are still getting used to being without a loved one who's passed away. God, I pray for them today. God, that You just manifest Yourself to them in a special way. Now, Lord, in a few moments, as we turn our minds to the Word of God, our hearts to the Word of God, we're asking You, God, to speak to us from Thy Word and through Thy Word. I pray as we think about what's wrong with worry. Lord, we need to trust You more. I know that, and I pray that we'll do that today. Maybe the Word of God will help us in showing us exactly what we need to do. And I pray for our dear listening friends again. Bless each one. Bless the next few songs. And bless us now in Jesus' precious name, I pray. Amen and amen. 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 Well, thank God for the prayer time. Amen. And I tell you what, I appreciate you praying along with us and maybe even praying for us. We appreciate that so much. And we heard from this trio yesterday. We're going to hear from them again today. Miss Tammy Griffin, Brother Judd Douglas, and his wife, and Debbie. And they'll be singing for us a beautiful song. Oh, no, song. One of these songs that I call songs of my childhood. Amen. I remember hearing this one as a young teenager and a young lad of a boy in the church house. Amen. Talking about come morning. Oh, I like it.
In the Garden of Gethsemane, I can see our Savior there. As he talked to his Father in earnest prayer, he said, "If it be thy will, let this cup pass from me. But if not, Lord, then it satisfies me."
If it satisfies
me. Amen. Well, we heard that one yesterday. Amen. I want to hear this come morning today. Amen. Let's hear this. Here we go. Sorry about that.
Sometimes I'm despised and rejected, and I question, oh Father, how long? Then I take one more look at Mount Calvary, and it gives me the strength to go on.
Come morning, I'll walk by the river. I'll rest near the evergreen tree. So I'll carry my cross through the midnight. Come morning, there's glory for me. Cross through the midnight. Come morning, there's glory for me.
Amen. Come morning. Amen. Well, you see why, you hear why I wanted to hear that one. It's such a blessing. Amen. Well, Miss Joanne Warlick, who is in heaven, we're going to hear from her CD that she made. Amen. This is one that says, "It will be worth it all. It'll be worth it all." I believe you'll be blessed by this. And then we'll have the message. We'll go back to Matthew chapter number 6. Amen.
There's the promised land made for all. Broken dreams will mar our memory.
get home. It will be worth it all just to see his face when he claims us for his own. Then 10 million years we'll sing amazing grace. It will be worth it all when we get there. No sad farewell, there no tear-stained eyes, there no heartache, grief, or woe. There no shattered hope will ever cloud the sky. It will be worth it all when we get home. It will be worth it all just to see.
Yes, amen. It will be worth it all when we get home. Amen. What a great job there from Miss Joanne Warlick. Amen. Well, in the Word of God, I know my time is ticking away, but I want to take the time to read the text because it's just important. The Word of God is important. And Jesus says in Matthew 6, verse 25, "Therefore I say unto you, take no thought for your life, what ye shall eat, or what ye shall drink, or yet for your body, what ye shall put on. Is not the life more than meat, and the body more than raiment? Behold the fowls of the air, for they sow not, neither do they reap, nor gather into barns, yet your heavenly Father feedeth them. Are ye not much better than they? Which of you are by taking thought can add one cubit unto his stature? And why take ye thought for raiment? Consider the lilies of the field. They how they grow. They toil not, neither do they spend. And yet I say unto you that even Solomon in all his glory was not arrayed in like one of these," talking about those lilies of the field. "Wherefore, if God so clothe the grass of the field, which today is, and tomorrow is cast into the oven, shall he not much more clothe you? O ye of little faith, therefore take no thought, saying, what shall we eat, or what shall we drink, or wherewithal shall we be clothed? For after all these things do Gentiles know, seek for your heavenly Father, knoweth that ye have need of all things. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Take therefore no thought for the morrow shall take thought for the things of itself. Sufficient unto the day is the evil thereof." Started yesterday looking at the thought or the question, what's wrong with worry? What's wrong with worry? Now, whether you classify it as concern or whatever, you know, worry is the negative. Worry is faith in the negative. It's faith opposite. It's not trusting. It's not believing. It's not casting our care upon Him. A lot of the times when a person worries, myself is included in this, I've done this. Sometimes we as believers, when we worry, we have forgotten one of the two things. Number one, we're forgetting who we are in Christ Jesus as a son of God or a child of God. Or we have forgot how great our Father really is. You've heard it said multiple times that God owns the cattle on the thousand hill. And as the old country preacher once said, if there's any taters in them hills, he owns them as well. So we see that, as we mentioned yesterday, the word worry comes from a word that means to choke or to strangle. And certainly worry can be mental or spiritual strangulation, cutting off the circulation of us as believers. You know, the Lord said that we ought not to worry. He said something, He even classified it as foolish and certainly forbidden. He says to set your affections on things above. Don't worry about the things that are about or around or may be or could be. That's what the text deals with. We'll deal with them one by one starting tomorrow. But he says to seek ye first the kingdom of God. Hey, worry. Hey, it's been well documented medically that worry will affect your blood pressure. It will affect your heart. It will even go as far as to touch your nervous system. You know, worry is faith in the negative, but it's negative towards our physical body. And, you know, I don't think it's anything wrong with preparing for the future. I'm talking not spiritually. I'm talking about maybe for your children or maybe for retirement. I don't think God is in no way insinuating that being wrong or a sin or an error. But you know what? A lot of people, that's all they're planning for. That's all they're planning for is this life. You know, this life will soon be passed. Amen. Only what's done for Christ is going to last. And friend, let me tell you something today. Don't let worry get in your way of faith. I've said this for years on the radio and in preaching. The only cure that I have found personally, scripturally, practically, the only cure for fear is faith. Increase your faith and worry will subside. Increase your Bible reading. Increase the intake of the Word of God into your heart and soul. Hey, and I assure you, the nights will be spent more in rest than in worry. Well, may God help us as we continue on this week. We pray that you'll have a great day, and we'll be back with you, Lord willing, tomorrow, as God allows us to be. Until then, hey, keep listening for the sounds of faith.
We pray you've been blessed by today's program. You may contact us at Faith Baptist Church, Shelby, North Carolina, or at fbcofshelby.org. Thank you, and keep listening for the sounds of faith.